I hope Matt's okay with it.
Does anyone really ask?
What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. Oh, yes, clean up on aisle three, please. Let's clean up this mess. Are you a UFC fan?
No, I actually think UFC is kind of stupid.
I do, too, but I generally don't make fun of it because I'm a wrestling fan. I'm a pro wrestling fan. And TKO now owns WWE and UFC, right? It's a combined company. So the story pops up on ESPN, and I know nothing about it. Apparently, UFC reached a new settlement, and they might have a bunch of settlements that they have to deal with when it comes to Vince McMahon coming up. But anyway, TKO Group, the parent company, again, of WWE and UFC, reached an agreement with a couple of plaintiffs that will pay $375 million in a class action lawsuit in which former fighters alleged that the MMA promotion violated antitrust laws. Now, we've seen with the Sunday Ticket and antitrust and all this
stuff. That word is so loaded.
I know. So here's my question. Neither one of us are UFC fans.
Correct.
This matters nothing to me at all. I don't care if they've got to pay the money. If they don't pay the money, I don't know who these two fighters are. Yeah. I don't care 1 ounce about them. Zero interest. But I will say this. Mm-hmm. It is becoming harder and harder to be a sports fan and certainly an analyst or talk show host or an observer when you look at the just never-ending, and I mean nonstop, litany of legal nonsense and mumbo-jumbo that we've got to interpret and sift through. And this is just one. I'm going to get to another one here. This is just one. And again, I want to be clear. I don't care one rat's ass about the UFC. I've watched it. I don't follow it. I don't go to any of their events. I don't talk about it on the radio. I just don't. I don't know anything. Again, it's not that I don't know anything about it. It's just not me, okay? So I'm not going to be fake and say, hey, let's talk about it just to talk about it. I'm not going to do that, okay? It's not a major sport. It is what it is. And by the way, I'm not paying $60 for their pay-per-views.
It's a lot to keep up with, right?
It is.
And I just don't – the whole idea of – and I guess people say it's about boxing. This can't – you're not going to have me pay to get my ass whooped. Or have me get paid to get my ass up. I don't like watching it. I don't like watching people get hit in the face.
I used to love boxing. Like back when boxing was a real legitimate thing. And
why is it not now?
It was the sweet science and, you know, Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield and Riddick Bowe and Lennox Lewis and just so many. I mean, I went to a couple of fights when I was living out in Vegas. And it was just like a palpably different sport. Just a completely different sport. All right, another lawsuit story. This from also from ESPN. A fan who says he is the rightful owner of Shohei Ohtani's 50-50 home run ball has filed a civil lawsuit seeking to stop the scheduled auction of the ball. Max Mattis, an 18-year-old, filed suit in Florida's 11th Judicial Circuit Court seeking a temporary injunction against Golden Auctions, which is scheduled to open the bidding on the ball on Friday. Now, apparently, he says the ball was wrongfully and forcibly obtained from the 18-year-old who is making the lawsuit. And again, he wants, obviously, the right to control what happens with the ball, right? So Golden Auction said, you know, we're aware of the lawsuit. We're reviewing the allegations and the images and public video and blah, 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 blah. We plan to go live with the Ohtani 50-50 ball. Here's what I would say to this. Okay, again, another thing that I don't give really any you-know-whats about. But I will say this. When you catch a ball, or when you have possession of such a unique sporting item, I do treat that very differently than, say, antitrust lawsuits and all that legal nonsense, because that is part of being a fan.
Yes.
You know, like, part of being a fan is, now, as long as you legally do it, you don't trample people or punch people, you know, for a baseball or whatever. I mean, if you catch it, if you have possession of it, and you generally have two options. Either you keep it, or the team, security, whatever, will come up to you and say, hey, man, like, Shohei Ohtani, Dodgers, whatever, they'd like to, can we come and talk to you? Can we offer you something? I don't know exactly what happened here, but, like, can we just get past... Again, we did a story the other day where the Mets apparently denied entry to a woman who was wearing a Make America Great hat.
Make America Great again?
Yeah, at Citi Field. And
are you allowed to?
She said that because, and she was a black woman, she said because white people were allowed to wear the hat, that she was going to sue them for $2 million for racial discrimination. We don't want racial discrimination at all in any way, shape, or form. But can we just stop suing everybody? I mean, again, the sports world is just becoming over and completely run. And there's more details on the UNLV quarterback. And now, by the way, UNLV has lost their starting quarterback and one of their top running backs. Although the top running back says it has nothing to do with money and NIL.
Sure.
It has everything to do with role.
I saw that. Yeah.
And Scooter, the quarterback, basically just quit on his entire team. I mean, I don't care what was promised, what was not promised. I mean, the NIL collective, the school, all say there was no promise, there was no contract, there was no guarantee, there was no nothing. It was discussed, or there was a discussion. Hey, we'll try and get this, we'll try and get that. The NIL collective leader, a donor to the program, said, look, absolutely not. There's no way I wouldn't have known. I knew nothing. Now, listen, they could all be running around and lying and saying things to the media that we'll all slurp up. But it seems to me very much so that this is a classic case of this kid hired an agent. After two agents negotiated supposedly this deal, this kid hired an agent. The agent said, yeah, man, I'm going to get you your money. Because otherwise, why would you hire him?
Exactly.
He hired the agent. The agent is trying everything he can to get the money, and it's not that much money. It's $100,000 for crying out loud, right? What is really $100,000? But the point of the matter is, apparently, according to UNLV, there was no agreement. There was no official agreement. So, I mean,
when you say official agreement, that means pen and paper.
Well, here's
because of this stuff's tongue in cheek.
Well, but tongue in cheek means nothing, and that's the problem. Like if I tell you, Linnell, man, I'm gonna take you out to lunch after the show, right? And then I say, man, you know, I forgot. Do I still owe you lunch? You see what I'm saying? I forgot. I got to go somewhere. I got to do something. I got to get home, whatever. I got to get to the gym. I got to go cook dinner. I got to get ready for Thursday night football. I got lots of studying to do. You know what I'm saying? Do I still owe you lunch? Because I asked you to go to lunch and I forgot. No, I'm not saying that's exactly the situation here.
At the end of the day, though, man, that's how I look at it.
Well, sure. But they're saying that there wasn't even like a verbal agreement. That's what they're saying.
Now that is, I find it hard to believe, because why the hell would the kid go there then?
Because he wants to be the starting quarterback of a Mountain West program that has a chance to go to the college football playoff, and he's got a chance to put himself on a pedestal. See, this is the problem. While young people like you are worried about every last damn dollar and every last damn dime, and everything you think about like runs around the dollar and money and this, that, and the other thing. And I understand people need money to live. I totally get it.
Thank you, Chris.
Well, I'm just saying, this cat quit not only the school, forget about UNLV, forget about the head coach, Barry Odom, who's done a nice job, who lost his previous quarterback to USC, who's not even playing. He's a backup quarterback, for God's sakes. They won the Mountain West last year. They're 3-0. They're in the top 25. They got a huge game coming up. And now he's lost his second quarterback and all of his teammates.
Feel bad for him.
All of his teammates who he's been sweating with, who have been dropping drops of blood, who have been fighting with him to get to 3-0. He just quit on them. He's a quitter.
I give you that.
He's a quitter.
Once I found out that there was no like real agreement and it was just all word of mouth, he's an idiot and his agent's not smart.
Well, you also said if there's a verbal agreement, then that should, you know, your word should be.
Like,
So maybe they...
You can't try to bring it to court or can't try to make it... use that.
Well, they're not trying to bring it to court right now. I mean, he's just quitting.
I misspoke on the court thing. You can't try to make that your number one explanation in reality is your word versus the university's word.
Okay.
Like, that's...
Yeah. I mean, somebody did something wrong here, but we all know this. Right? There is no written agreement. That we know. That I mean, because that would have been produced already. But we also know this. Skuda, the quarterback, is a quitter. And I would... I mean, if I'm another program... Ain't no chance in hell that I'm taking, certainly not giving them any money, taking them on. I don't like quitters. Tough people survive. Tough people fight.
Fire Marcus.
Wimps. Wimps quit on their teammates. Wimps. And that's what he is.
What did you call him?
Wimps. Or a wimp, period.
Clean up in aisle three.
All right.